My name is Cynthia Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N. I am a survivor. And I was at the training school from December 1972, and I got out of the system in November of 1973. I was sent to the training school in 1972. I was 15. Before that, I grew up in Newburgh, New York, which is a very impoverished area. The people that were raising me, my mother, and everybody else's mother during that time, were running from Jim Crow. See, America can't lie about the systems that were set up to destroy Black people. They didn't give us a proper education. We didn't have proper living conditions. Even we had good education, but our living conditions were bad. You know, they had urban renewal, so they snatched where we were living and then put us somewhere else and then put us in these schools that were predominantly white. So we didn't fit in. We didn't have money. We looked bummy. Our situations were not good. I was the oldest of 8 children, 5 sisters younger, and 2 brothers. Right before I went to Hudson, we lived over what they call a juke joint. So in the front, it seemed like a little penny store, but in the back, there were drugs. People were playing cards. I mean, I've seen this lady that she was a drunk and she would just like be laying on the floor with her legs wide open with no clothes on. Oh, that stuff was very traumatic to see as a child. As a child, I shouldn't have had to see that. We had like a upstairs, downstairs. I would have to be the one who would stay awake to make sure when some of the people who were there downstairs drinking would come upstairs to make sure they went to the bathroom and not try to slip in there with any of my sisters or brothers, because I had to be that person, because I had experienced sexual molestation when I was probably about 3. My mind always goes back to that. That's why, and I had to be this protector of my sisters and brothers. So I had a lot of responsibilities, and as I was growing, I really didn't want those responsibilities. I got angry, and which led to, by the time I was 12 years old, picked up some bad friends that was nearby, and then the process started around the 7th grade. Not doing what I was supposed to, fighting, which led me into the New York State system. I think I was on probation before I was even sent to Hudson, but it got me started with the whole penal system, you know, being truant, getting in trouble, actually being pregnant by the time I was 15, having an abortion. Everything just went way out of control. I think it was a man was driving, it was a female with him. And they might have been probation that took me up there, or maybe they were part of the state, but I remember it was a state car. I don't remember a lot, it was country. I remember it being country. It felt like a nightmare. It just felt like my life was being pulled by other people. You know, my circumstances caused me to be in this system now. And when I got up there, I realized, what the heck am I doing here? Because I didn't go to school, I was acting a fool and getting high. Living in that cottage, it was different. They had these long baggy dresses that we'd wear like your great grandmother would wear, like a house dress. They looked like house dresses and black and white Oxford shoes. The staff were very nice. The people that were there, those women that were there, were so encouraging to me. Because they were like my mother. They reinforced what I knew, because inside of me, all that stuff that was on the outside, inside of me was a successful woman. I didn't have to make it, and I know that. But I thank God that I did. I thank God I got out of Newburgh in the time that I did. My name is Cynthia Boykin. Today, I am a successful businesswoman. I'm a mother, a grandmother, a survivor, and I'm happy in my life today. I'm blessed to be alive. with my right mind and able to do the things that I'm passionate about and God has called me to do.